Sunday's Super Bowl will be more than a football game or an unveiling of allegedly creative advertising. More of us will be watching it at the same time than any other single network sponsored event since, well, since the last Super Bowl. And given the scale of national television viewing, that makes a huge common societal event. Until about 25 years ago, the single most watched television program that tens of millions of Americans viewed at the same time might have been the Super Bowl, but it also might have been a drama or a comedy. In fact, the biggest single audience in the U.S. for one program to this day, not a news event or something on many channels, but one show, was the night of February 28, 1983.
Look, I know how tough it is for you to say goodbye, so I'll say it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. But just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you've meant to me. I'll never be able to shake you. Whenever I see a big pair of feet or a cheesy mustache, I'll think of you.
It was Alan Alda on the last episode of MASH. Well, now there doesn't seem to be any bit of entertainment or cultural event that we watch as a people in numbers like the numbers we'll be watching on Sunday. Professor Devon Shaw studies media at the University of Wisconsin, and he joins us from Madison. And Professor Shaw, how many people were watching that episode of MASH?
It was 125 million, which is an enormous number compared to any media event that we can imagine today.
Even larger than we'll be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Absolutely. That, I don't think, will ever be eclipsed, partly because of what we've seen happen to the media environment, which is tremendous fragmentation and so many more channels. So it's very hard to ever accumulate that kind of audience in one spot.
Looking at a chart of the 100 most viewed network telecasts, according to Nielsen, some years ago, they might have been, well, the Ed Sullivan Show when the Beatles were on, or one year it was the Bob Hope Christmas Show. The biggest, of course, ever was MASH, after that Dallas, several episodes of Roots. But then we start getting Super Bowl 16, Super Bowl 17, Super Bowl 20. When did the Super Bowl take over as the single biggest thing we all watched together?
One of the things that we found, one of the things that we know about the television viewing phenomenon, the Super Bowl is now this kind of sole experience. It really began about 25 years ago, as we saw the fragmentation of the media audience. So if you look at, for example, in 1980, only about 20% of the public had cable. And those who had cable only had about 10 channels. If you look at, say, 1995 or 2000, we're looking at closer to 70, 75% of the public with cable television. And they've gone from between 50 channels to 150 channels. So the Super Bowl seems to be the one thing we all stop for and actually turn back to the networks.
Last year's Super Bowl drew a big audience. But in Nielsen's historic rankings, it was the 64th biggest audience in network TV history.
That's right. Even now, the Super Bowl has competition when lots of broadcasters counter-program it, offer comedy sketches and other kinds of content. So we really are seeing even the Super Bowl is beginning to be eclipsed in terms of having that ability to draw such a mass audience.
Well, what does it say about us that our biggest annual media draw is a football game that everyone complains about the next day as always being a terrible football game?
Well, I think it says that we're still hungry for those collective experiences. You know, people stand around and talk about the last episode of Seinfeld or whatever that program is. I think we hunger for that ability to connect with others through media. And the Super Bowl is one of these moments where so much of America stops to consume and be part of a common moment.
Now, one could say that while as a people, we haven't gathered around the big radio set for eons, and now 125 million of us are unlikely to watch the same thing on television. On the other hand, there are tens of millions of us on our computers, on the internet, looking at different things at the same time. Is there some kind of commonality, some kind of simultaneous experience that we might be getting in new media that would substitute for all this?
I'm not sure if there's the collective experience that we can describe of all commonly watching a single episode of a program or a sporting event, though I don't think we should worry that somehow America is fragmenting as media is fragmenting. In fact, what we know about the internet, for example, is that it's a powerful tool for people to connect. Now, not in that collective sense, but certainly as a way to maintain relationships, to learn about new ideas, to connect with people. And so, again, I think the internet provides a tool to help build community and create those connections through media, not in the same way, but certainly a powerful tool to those ends.
Devon Shah, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Devon Shah teaches at the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at the University of Wisconsin. He spoke to us from Madison.